kaytbrown at yahoo.com. Or fax your request to the KAYT studios at 318-487-0909. Or write to us at Eyes Open, care of KAYT Radio, 88.1 5003 Masonic Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302.
The views expressed on this program are solely of those who choose to participate in this open format.
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to the website, click on, and listen live. We welcome you from all parts of the country this morning. And we welcome the Twin Cities, Alexandria Pineville, Monroe and West Monroe, Shreveport and Bossier. Good morning to you all as well. It's Wednesday. It's Hump Day Wednesday. Can you believe it? We're already at the middle of the week. I tell you, it seems like this week has flown by. I don't know if you feel that way, because sometimes it seems like it goes really fast, and then other days it just seems like, other weeks it seems like you're just watching the grass grow. I tell you, it's good to be here this morning. As always, we like to remind you about those school zones because they're so important. Stay engaged. 9 o'clock is the time that school zones come to an end. School buses are rolling. School kids are walking and standing at bus stops. Please be careful and make sure that you're watching out for them. And we ask you, as always, to steer clear of their rear ends because they're not paying attention in most cases. And we thank all of those people who help in those efforts to make sure that our kids get to school safely. So if you're traveling this morning, please try to put down the cell phone until you get to work and just wait. Stay engaged. Be mindful. There is just no limit to what you can see when you're really, really engaged and paying attention. And the more I look around my surroundings, the more I see, the more of us are on cell phones. I mean, more often than not. And I know it's just become a way of life, but we've got to figure out a way to change it, especially at critical times when our kids are roaming about and getting ready for school. So we just like to remind you about that if you're traveling in this morning. Today is September the 12th. It's 7:39 a.m. if you're just joining the OPT. And I'll tell you, I just wanted to start this morning with some words of encouragement, because I know
For us, the week started off a little bit challenging, but, you know, it's the way that you overcome those challenges that will ultimately determine whether your week is going to just be shredded and severed, or if you're going to bounce back, be really resilient and say, you know what, no matter what happens, I'm going to pick myself up, I'm going to dust myself off, and I'm not going to be moved by what I see. Well, you know, I tell you, like everywhere I go, there seems to just be lessons. And there are lessons out there to be learned. And the question is, are we willing to learn those lessons? And so yesterday, I was at the beauty salon. That's Be Unique Hair Salon with my girl, Nora Clayton. Every time I go to the beauty salon, we just have great sistership with whomever is in the beauty salon. It's always really a time of revelation. And so Nora and I were talking, and we were talking about gifts and talents and talking about passion and talking about the women in our community, the women that we know, and really finding those things that we're passionate about. And as we were talking about that, DC, the word discovery came up. And Nora said, you know what? I'm in a place of discovering. Yeah, I know I'm gifted to do great hair, and she is, and to grow healthy hair, to maintain people's hair, give people great styles. She said, but I am looking to discover what else is within me. And when she said the word discovery, it just invoked something so powerful in me that I couldn't wait to share with you guys this morning, because this is what happens. If you're never looking for anything, you'll never find it. And that is very true of the gifts and talents that lie within. And so we were talking, and we were talking about the show, and we were talking about people that we meet and people that we see on television and people that we read about. And we were saying, DC, what is the difference in all of the people that we've talked to on the show that they start out with a goal, they start out with a dream or a vision, and they just absolutely work and work and work until it comes to fruition, until it becomes a reality. And many of those people travel over into great success, great wealth. And we were saying, you know, it just depends on what it is that you're seeking. Everybody doesn't want to be rich, and that's okay. And there are other people that are striving to be in a comfortable position and striving to be rich or wealthy or whatever it is. But this is the thing. You got to know what it is that you're looking for. And what I love about Nora, DC, is she's one of those people. She thinks around the whole situation. And I think until we begin to start thinking around the whole situation, well, what do you mean by that, Carlette? Well, she's not in the vacuum. She looks methodically at every aspect of a situation and what could happen and how it could happen. And she really thinks it through. And so as I was thinking about that conversation yesterday, I started thinking about Dr. Maya Angelou, as I always do, and the impartation that she made for all the listeners, not only in Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, but throughout the world, the people that listen to this show. And she said, success is liking yourself. It's liking what you do, and it's liking how you do it. And so I thought that this would be a poignant way to start the morning, simply because a lot of people need what is called a fresh anointing. A freshness, DC, where you get burned out right where you are, and you need a new energy. You need a new anointing to go into the next season. Because although you may be passionate, or you thought you were passionate about what you were doing, what will happen over time is that if you don't revitalize, refresh, and get that fresh anointing, you will become weary and complacent. And the thing that you thought that you were called to do, and you know that you were called to do, will start to become stale, boring, drab, not fun anymore. And so this is what we wanted to do. We wanted to encourage those people that are in that place right now that you just feel downright burnout. And you're wondering, what the heck is happening? What happened? You know, I was a great business person. I was a great writer. I was a great painter. I was a great teacher. I know that this is what I'm supposed to do. And so many people that we're meeting along the way are getting tired. And let me just tell you that this is a word for all of the people, because see, we all get tired, and it's okay. And the newism that I would use for that, DC, Uncle New would tell us all the time, what would he say about that? That's normal. That's normal. So it's normal, but there's no need to quit. And we've got this sign on our board. And, you know, yesterday my mom came to the office and she hadn't been there in a while. And she looked up at our board and we were talking and she looked up at our yellow sign that says, don't quit. And she said, And so I hope that you have taken heed. And if you haven't, do it today. Get you a sticky note, get you something bright and bold, and write on it where you can see it every day. Don't quit. Two words. And if you don't quit, and if you don't get weary in well-doing, you're going to reap your harvest. I'm telling you, it's Hump Day Wednesday. I hope you're encouraged. I got to take a quick break here. But we'll be back on the other side of the break, and stay on point, because I'm going to tell you what we're going to be talking about after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. With one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Arnesia Wilson, a contestant in the Miss Black Louisiana Pageant 2013, and I would like to thank Harlech Christmas and the OPT Network for helping bring positive attention to the Miss Black Louisiana campaign. Thanks, Team OPT, for your inspiring support.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, it's 7:51 a.m. It's Hump Day Wednesday, and today is September the 12th. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is on point and on call in Rapides Parish to make sure that all of your insurance needs are understood and taken care of. Here's the number for Rosa and her team in Alexandria, 318-487-1881. Make sure that during this hurricane season and during all seasons that your insurance is where it needs to be. Let me give you a couple quick reminders. The Chamber Strategic Luncheon is happening September the 17th. This is just a reminder for all of you that would like to attend or didn't know about it. It's called a strategic luncheon, September the 17th. It's happening at 11:30, and it'll end at 1 o'clock at the Best Western, located at 2720 North MacArthur Drive, right here in Alexandria. And the guest speaker for the event will be Bill Stepp, Mailing Solution Specialist for the U.S. Postal Service. So it should be an interesting dinner. So if you're interested in some strategies, make sure that you mark that on your calendar for September 17th, starting at 11:30 at the Best Western right here in Alexandria. Also, we want to remind you about the Food Bank's fundraiser. Remember, we told you that they're having a fundraiser in connection with Hixon Automotive Group. All you got to do is go to Hixon Automotive. They've got some Fords out there that they're going to have set for you to drive. This fundraiser will help them to raise about $6,000. And for every car that is test driven at Hixon Automotive, they will give you or give to the food bank $20. So they need about 300 people to come out for this event. And it's still an issue, and an issue that we want to remind you about, that almost 49 million people in the United States have to face on a year-round basis, the issue that is of particular importance right here in Central Louisiana, and that's food insufficiency. And so about 15% of the residents are at risk for hunger just right here in Central Louisiana. And so that's why, DC, this is an important fundraiser.
It absolutely is. And not only can you go and help people who are food insecure, but you may get an excellent deal on your new Ford truck. Ford car truck.
Absolutely. And
Hixon is always giving excellent deals. Always.
And not only excellent deals, DC, but it's unlike And we know a thing or two about car dealerships.
Absolutely.
Is it unlike any other car dealership that you've ever walked into?
Absolutely. Like any other car dealership that I've ever been around, and I've been around a lot. And the atmosphere there is just one of comfort. Nobody's trying to gouge you at all. Everybody's just trying to help you to come to an intelligent decision on the vehicle, truck, car, SUV that's going to be accommodating to you and your family, and they work with you on the prices.
Absolutely. So Hixon Automotive Autoplex is bringing Ford Motor Company's Drive for Your Community program to Alexandria in an effort, again, to raise $6,000 for the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. Now, for every person who takes the wheel and test drive a new Ford at Hixon Automotive Autoplex September 22nd at the Ford Motor Company, they will donate $20 to the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. And you know what? It just doesn't get any better than that. And so if you're looking for a way where all you got to do is show up to be the change that you want to see, you want to show up at Hixon Autoplex on September the 22nd, starting at 9 o'clock. From 9 to 5, the event is going to be happening. And if you knew, if you had any idea how hard the people at the food bank work to be the change in this community, you would show up with bells on. And if you knew how hard Dallas Hixon and Hixon Autoplex works to be the change that they want to see in this community, you would show up. Dallas is one of those souls that just shows up. He just shows up in the community, and we say kudos. He is a proud sponsor of the OPT Network and helping to educate the community, helping to encourage, uplift, and enlighten our community one conversation at a time. So we can't say enough good things about the food bank and Hixon Automotive Group. And so just another thing that's happening in the community, and we just want to keep you abreast. Now, before I tell you what we're talking about this morning, as we were sitting during the commercial break, I just want to encourage parents this morning that are sending their kids to school. You know, some weeks, some mornings is really tough. And if your week started off challenging, sometimes it gets tougher. This is what I want to say to moms, especially if you got your kids in the car. I want to say, shake it off. No matter how the week happened, no matter what your kid did or didn't do, I want to say, encourage them this morning. And sometimes we get so hot with our kids that you just don't want to do it. But I believe this is a word for somebody traveling in or somebody getting ready to send a kid off at the bus stop. Just encourage them to be the best that they can be. You know what? We talk often about gifts and talents and discovering what's within. Well, we've really got to start with the youngest. We've got to start with our kids. And we have to make that impartation into their lives about who they are and who they can become. And it starts at home. And when our kids have the confidence that we believe in them and they understand that they are powerful, and every single morning, I don't care how I feel in the morning, I don't care what Deuce Christmas did or didn't do, we say just a little prayer with him, and we begin to declare those things that sometimes don't look like they are, but we declare them as though they are. And so I just want to encourage you this morning, just because it makes a difference in the way that your child's day will go. The beginning will determine the end. And so if you had to fuss, mamas, this morning, just put it down and find something good to say. Like, you can. You can be successful. I don't care what that test grade said yesterday. Yesterday's over. Tomorrow's not here yet. Live in today in this moment. And it takes our strength to strengthen our kids. So empower your children this morning. Make sure that they get a good breakfast. And make sure that you impart something great in them, because that's where greatness starts. It starts with the impartation. We've got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, it's all about racing for the cure, eradicating breast cancer. We want you to mark it on your calendar. It's October 20th. We're going to tell you what's happening. We're going to tell you how this race this year is going to be bigger, better, and greater. So stay on point. We're back right after this.
Credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or text.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting. Oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal. The simple joy of a wholesome breakfast. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning. This is Jane Wright Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. And I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us to provide hope to hungry people here in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your support.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Y'all, it's Hump Day Wednesday, and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. And, DC, before I leave the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, I just have to say kudos to the entire Heart of Louisiana Credit Union team, because they have been our sisters and our brothers. They have been such sheroes and heroes, DC, in this fight to help us eradicate breast cancer.
Absolutely.
And it starts with the head, the CEO, Cindy Beauregard.
That's right.
We can't say enough good things about the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Listen, if you're looking for a credit union, and this is not just a tagline, this is so true. If you're looking for a credit union with a heart, if you're looking for a credit union that is going to work with you to get the best and to be the best, incredible team, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Even if you have a bank, you need a credit union. And we would say the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is where you should start. Also, Davis One Stop. Davis One Stop is another one of those incredible partners. Thesha Davis, Hollywood, the whole Davis One Stop team. Pudgy, he said, talking about Ellis Reynolds, he said, when you say my name on the air, you say it with a smile. So let me try it again. Ellis Reynolds, better known as Pudgy. He's the butcher at Davis One Stop. And they have agreed to partner with Team OPT and helping us raise money. So if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, please stop at Davis One Stop and make a donation to fighting breast cancer. We will eradicate breast cancer. One conversation, one person, one day at a time. Also, our friends at McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the show, yeah, you know, I just wanted to take a little time to pump you up. And, you know, almost immediately I got confirmation, yeah, my kid got an upside down face. And you know what? That helps me. That encourages me that, you know what? We're crazy in the morning. Everybody is screaming and hollering. I was like, Deuce, why don't you have your shirt on? Why are you moving around so slow? Don't you know we've got to get there? But just take a second. It takes 30 seconds to say something good and positive that will turn all of that negative energy into good, positive energy. So just another reminder. Now, today, we are joined by Lawrence Searcy from Walker Automotive Group. He is one of the race's co-chair. I'm talking about the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Also, we're joined by Angie Roberts, who is from Cabrini, Christus Cabrini Hospital, and she is a race co-chair for this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And I can't hardly spit it out because I'm just that excited. Lady and gentlemen, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning.
So much going on, so much rolling through my mind. Lawrence, you know, I've got to start with you because you and Amy Searcy, your wife, and a lot of other people have fought to have this race come to Central Louisiana, and we are privileged and honored and proud that this is year three. Tell me what that has meant for you.
Well, I tell you, it's just been so exciting to be able to watch this event grow from its infancy into what it is now and continue to grow every year. You know, we started out probably 7-8 years ago, right after Amy was diagnosed with.
And Amy is your wife.
Amy is my wife. Mm-hmm. And she was she's a breast cancer survivor. She's 7 years now.
Wow. Amazing.
And so, It started out with a group of people, some various nonprofits, some doctors, some volunteers, trying to convince the Komen organization that we were a big enough location to have a race. And when we started, they weren't in an expansion mode. They were doing some thinking about how they were going to organize their races. And so we just kept needling them every year. Angie was a primary factor in that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, finally, 4 years ago, they said, okay, well, you can have a race, and we'll do it beginning in 2011. And this is in, like, 2009. And we said,
wow.
No, we're going to do it in 2010. And they said, well, there's no way that you can do it that quickly. You only have 8 months to put on a race. Well, we put on a race, and we ended up you know, having about 4,000 people that year.
Amazing.
And it was great. And then last year it grew to almost 6,000. And this year, you know, I keep saying that I'd love to get 7,000 people downtown and really show, you know, everybody what Central Louisiana is all about, because it's so much bigger than just Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is seven parishes. It is, you know, 200 square miles, basically, that we're talking about, that we're trying to bring people into Alexandria. Alexandria is just where the race happens.
Mm-hmm.
But the dollars that we raise impact a vast range, all the way to the borders of Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we go north up I-49 into a couple of parishes up there, south down, you know, through Avoyelles Parish. So it's really important that people from all of those parishes get involved.
And that's what we've been talking about. Everybody that can literally hear the sound of our voices needs to be a participant in this race. But I want to rewind, Lawrence, 7 years ago when you and Amy got that diagnosis. Talk about that.
Well, you know, it's terrible. I mean, and I guess what I'll tell everybody as a precursor, what I'm saying is, women know when something is not right.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly what happened with Amy. Amy had had a mammogram 8 months prior.
And how old was she?
She was 35.
Wow.
She'll love I just announced her age if people do the math.
Sorry, Amy.
In any event, so she felt a lump and said, you know, what do I do? And
when she felt the lump, did she come immediately and say, Lawrence, I feel a lump?
Absolutely. Immediately, she'd had a mammogram maybe 8 months before that was clear and it was fine, and she did that because she had a family history.
Mm-hmm.
So she felt the lump, and we immediately, our neighbor happens to be a physician over at Cabrini, and he said, look, you know, I got you in, you need to go. And so we immediately went and had a biopsy, and everybody said, look, she's 35, it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it, you'll be fine. And then, of course,
were they thinking, like, it's probably nothing because she's 35?
Yeah. They were thinking that, you know, she probably had
fibrocystic
breasts, mm-hmm. or that it was a, you know, some sort of calcification,
mm-hmm.
or something,
mm-hmm.
like that. So my comment would be, don't ignore that.
Exactly.
No matter what it is, you know when there is something on your body that shouldn't be there, no matter, you know, what it is. So we went from that point, and unfortunately, it just went downhill from there. Everything became very, very rapid. And, you know, you go from having a biopsy to visiting a surgeon to visiting a cancer doctor to being told, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. You know, you're going to have surgery, you're going to have chemo, you're going to have radiation.
Mm.
And it's just overwhelming. I can't say enough for the doctors at Cabrini.
Absolutely.
Nurses, doctors, the cancer care group over there,
mm-hmm.
who took care of us and administered chemo. You know, nobody ever wants to go through that.
Right.
But when you do, it's nice that, you know, the people in the chemo room are giving you lunch and bringing you cold drinks and being nice and allowing your family to come in there with you. It's
right.
I can't say enough for them. So,
and so, Lawrence, tell me this, and you're right. The team at Christus is incredible. And I think that we see it every single time that we hear somebody talk about Christus and the team and the treatment and the love that they feel. But I want you to talk about from the husband's perspective, because there are many men that have had their wives diagnosed. And I would venture to say somebody that's listening now that really doesn't know how to feel, what to say, what to do, and really how to be supportive in that respect.
You know, I don't know that I'm the best to speak to that. I think men traditionally are terrible patients and terrible caregivers. And I probably fall into that category. You know,
I bet you're being harder on yourself. I bet Amy would have something to say about that.
We are pretty pathetic as patients, and then you know, it's harder when you got to take care of somebody else, because, you know, it starts out well, and then and you do,
now, Lawrence,
you
get, you're not doing good for men.
I know, but what I'm saying is it's, you know, you realize, like it is with a child or a spouse or anybody else, that somebody in your family is hurting, and you have no choice but to step up and take over.
But emotionally, though, What does that do to you emotionally?
Oh, it's devastating, especially at, you know, nobody thinks of their own mortality at 35.
Absolutely.
Nobody wants to contemplate the fact that, that they've got a life-threatening disease or that their spouse does or that, you know, you have young kids or whatever. So nobody wants to think about that. And the, I guess the best thing that I can say is the only way to deal with that is to talk about it.
And, was it hard to talk about?
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah. And you talk about, you know, at the time we had kids that were 7 and 5, I guess. And so what do you say to your children? And
how what do you say to your children at that point?
I think what we did was we simply explained to them that, that mommy was sick and that, you know, and we did it in pieces as we moved forward. You know, when that we had to go see these doctors, and so they'd be staying with grandma, grandpa more often or whatever. Then as she started getting chemo, why she would start losing her hair and why we have to go, you know, for a wig. And then we made games out of it. The kids put the wig on and played and stuff like that. So, you know, I think that you have to be honest with your children. I don't think that you can, you can't fool kids.
No.
I don't care what age they are. They know. So, you know, you have to be honest with them and you have to be honest with yourself. There are, the other great thing is that, you know, there are, unfortunately, so many millions of women that have been through this that there's a tremendous amount of resource available out there through books and websites and obviously through the Komen.org website and stuff like that. You can find an answer to just about any question you want to.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is the vein that we just kind of wanted to flow in because we want really people to know where your heart is. It's not just a race. It is a movement to help eradicate breast cancer so that no family will have to feel this grief and this pain. Now, this is an important conversation. Stay on point. We'll be back right after this.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593, 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure founder, Nancy Brinker.
The major question that everybody has is this. What was that one pivotal moment where Susan G. Komen really was birthed and people really received it? Because many people don't know that you started with a shoebox with 200 names or potential names of people.
The moment came 10 years after we started it.
Wow.
And remember that people almost all along the way told me I would fail. And I had the most incredible supportive husband at the time. I also had a group of very lovely friends and volunteers. But because I felt and could see the numbers climbing of this disease, we were able to touch off and spearhead a discussion, a conversation that needed to happen. And it kind of spread like wildfire.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. Jeremy Clary, you can get HD for life plus so much more. All you got to do is phone 318-767-2220 at McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, it's all about the race for the cure, eradicating breast cancer. But every conversation, every day, we hope to bring you information that will make you think just a little bit differently about breast cancer, that will make you get a little bit closer to becoming a part of this movement. We're asking every single person that can and that will, within the sound of our voices, to get involved in this year's 2012 Race for the Cure. This is the third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure in Central Louisiana. It is an important, important movement, not just for one, but for the masses. And I'm going to tell you, one conversation at a time, one day at a time, one minute at a time, one person at a time, we are going to bring about change. And here talking about that this morning is Lawrence Searcy from Walker Automotive and Angie Roberts from Christus Cabrini Hospital. And they are both co-chairs for the race. And before we jump into the race, Lawrence, I think it's really, really important because we never talk about the side of the husband or the significant other or the father or those people that are really on the front lines, so to speak, of supporting their wives, their daughters, their sisters with breast cancer. And we know that men are very, very different emotional creatures. And so one of the things that I want you to talk about is how you were able to put that, okay, I'm going to fix it for you, Amy, aside to just being.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that I ever accomplished that completely, but as we were talking a little bit off the air that, you know, my general nature, and I think general nature of men is, okay, I hear what you're saying, so let's go ahead and fix the problem, mm-hmm. whatever it is. You know, when Amy would talk to me about, I'm overwhelmed because I've got to figure out what to do with the children while we go and get treatment. Well, okay, we'll find some babysitters. I'll fix it. Or, you know, I'm feeling depressed about what is going on. I say, okay, well, we'll go see a doctor. We'll fix it. Well, that's not necessarily what she wanted, and I don't think it's what most patients want. They just want to be heard. mm-hmm. and to sort of have more of a bond about, you know, how can I listen to the way that you're feeling and address the feelings. And men, as creatures, aren't very good at that. And I certainly wasn't. So mm-hmm. you sort of have to retrain yourself to, you know, for lack of a better term, is just shut up and listen
mm-hmm.
and hear what your spouse or your child or your girlfriend or whatever is saying mm-hmm. to you.
And how does that change your relationship?
Well, I mean, it certainly, it was a very trying time for us in everything, because it just magnifies the amount of stress that exists in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happens traditionally, you were talking, you know, earlier in the show about trying to get your kids up and ready for school. Well, that is three times as hard when mom is, you know, mm-hmm. sick or mm-hmm. throwing up or not feeling well mm-hmm. or mad or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, you know, your kids are asking you, well, does this look good or that doesn't look good or can you fix my hair or whatever? Well, you know, when dad has to learn how to fix a 13-year-old girl's hair, it's a
that's
hard.
A bad mess.
That's right. So, you know, I mean, I know how to braid hair now. But it is one of those things where, you know, it just magnifies that amount uh-huh. of stress. And so you have to learn to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to stop and slow down a little bit and realize that it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to emphasize, too, that we need to understand that it will be okay.
Right.
If you get the diagnosis early.
Right.
You'll be okay.
Right.
There's a 98% survival rate if you find it early. So, you know, when you're confronted with this, when you find something, when you feel a lump, when you get a mammogram, do something about it and do something about it right away, because you can, that way your husband or your wife, whoever it is, can say to you, it's going to be okay, because we know
right.
98% of the people confronted with this will be okay.
Absolutely. And you know, Angie, as women and people who, you know, since we've all sort of been on this journey together, we just want to sort of give that other side. And we know that when any woman or those small percentage of men are diagnosed with breast cancer, it doesn't just affect the woman. It affects the entire family. And so it's really important to share that, I think, with people who are listening and people who are going through this.
Yeah, and everything Lawrence said is, you know, being someone who works with these women every day that are going through this, and the job that I have is unique in that I usually, when I'm with them, can spend up to an hour and a half with them. And sometimes it's in a time where that's their time to vent. That's their mm-hmm. time to explain everything that Lawrence is saying, mm-hmm. where they oftentimes don't feel like they can talk to their spouse.
Right.
Or they feel like as moms, as the wife, as the caregiver, they have to continue to be that person.
Right. That super mom.
The super mom, exactly. And, you know, they're depressed or they're tired or they're, you know, going through the why me stage mm-hmm. or whatever, because it's truly a grief process. It's mm-hmm. just like any other grief process. And I have a lot of women that'll come in and they'll just cry mm. or they'll just, you know, just vent to me because they can't do it at home.
Right.
Because they have to put on that happy, strong face.
Right.
And they don't want to upset their spouse or they mm-hmm. don't want to upset their kids
mm-hmm.
or whatever. So what Lawrence has said is, if, you know, men out there who are listening, you know,
it's right on point, isn't it?
It absolutely is. You know, we do a support group now for women at Cabrini with breast cancer, our Pink Ribbon Club. And oftentimes I wish I had a couple of guys like Lawrence.
I was going to say we need
a men's group together.
I was going to say we probably need that.
Because it's a big deal. It really
mm-hmm.
is.
And it's a big deal for families. And Lawrence, I didn't want to put you on the spot, but I just felt in my heart that there are some men out there that really need to understand that, and DC and I have been talking about this a lot, the C word, control.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're such control freaks that we think that we can fix everything. And when something like cancer happens, that's when you really realize you are not in control. And it is a moment where you decide wholeheartedly, I don't care what faith you're from, I don't care what, that you have got to depend on a source bigger, better, greater, and higher than yourself.
Absolutely. And that's the thing about cancer. It puts everyone on the same playing field. It doesn't matter your faith, your race, your ethnicity, your financial status, whatever. Everybody's on the same playing field.
It's the great equalizer.
It is.
We're going to come back, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the race. We're going to talk about how you can get involved. And if this is not reason enough for you to get involved, you know what? I don't know what is. You're on point.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSalle with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf and his team are in Avoyelles Parish to serve you. For more information, you can phone them at 318-346-6695. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, Hickson Autoplex in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, HicksonHasIt.com. You can go to their website and log on for more information. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. If you're just joining us, we're talking about this year's third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. We're joined by Lawrence Searcy from Walker Automotive Group. He's also one of the race's co-chairs, and Angie Roberts from Christus Cabrini Hospital. She's an occupational therapist, and she, too, is a race co-chair for this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Now, Angie, there's a lot going on that we need to talk about and we need to bring people up to speed on regarding the race. Let's talk about it.
Okay. Well, registration is up and running.
Full swing.
Full swing. Actually, today is our sponsorship deadline if you want to be on the back of the t-shirt. So
okay.
If anybody out there listening that wants to be a sponsor needs to call Lawrence by today.
Okay.
And let them know that.
And what's that number?
445-6421. Sponsorship levels range from $1,000 up to $25,000, but today is the absolute deadline if you want to be recognized on the back of the t-shirt. So I'm going to need to know today and have a written contract by the end of the day as well. So
absolutely, and it's just critical that businesses get involved, because this is how the movement continues to move. And we said it the other day, it's not just about raising money, but it's about raising awareness. But the fact of the matter is that it takes money, Angie.
Absolutely. It takes a lot of money. And as far as the money's concerned, and we can talk about that a minute, 25% of the money that we raise from this race goes to research. That's research for medications and other treatment options, and that's it. 75% stays here locally in our Sinlaw region, which is the seven parishes of Rapides, Grant, Avoyelles, LaSalle, Vernon, Catahoula, and Concordia. And that money is accessed through nonprofit grants and only used in our area. So we really want to encourage people not only to donate and be a part of the race, but also start thinking now about those grants mm-hmm. and what you can do in your communities to impact women through the funds that we raise.
Absolutely. And it's critical. Not only do we need to talk about it, but we've got to continue to raise money, because it has been our great desire and prayer that we will eradicate breast cancer.
That's right. And well, the other thing is, we want to remind, and we've talked about this before, is that one of the grants that were granted from last year's race is a mammogram grant mm-hmm. at Cabrini Hospital. And we currently have had about 45 women take advantage of that grant. And I know for sure that two of those were diagnosed from those mammograms.
Wow.
And this was women who had never had a mammogram before. And they came back positive, and now they're in the process of getting treatment. We had a total grant for 150 people. So we still have over 100 left. And we have to use that before March of next year. Mm-hmm. So if you are in need of a mammogram or do not have insurance, or your insurance would not cover your mammogram, you need to call our hospital and let us know.
Absolutely.
That we can get you scheduled to have that mammogram.
Absolutely. Lawrence, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, you know, regardless of whether you're interested in breast cancer or colon cancer or lung cancer or whatever, mm-hmm. so much of the research dollars now deal with decoding the genome and mm-hmm. trying to find out what genes are causing these particular cancers, that the money that we raise really does cross the boundary of just breast cancer research. Yes,
absolutely.
That is what they are mm-hmm. trying to investigate.
Right.
But by using these dollars to decode the gene system in our bodies, they're finding these treatments that are cross-collateralized with all these other mm-hmm. diseases.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you have a relative that's been diagnosed with some other cancer and you think, well, I'd rather wait and
right.
do a race for them or whatever, you can do that, but I would encourage you to get involved with this as well, because these dollars really do cover the gamut.
And they make the difference. They make the difference in the full gamut.
It does.
Go ahead.
For instance, like the drug Herceptin, which Lawrence has talked about many times, is a drug that Amy took. And it's a huge drug for women who are HER2 positive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that now has been found to help with colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're using that same drug to fight colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So again, like he said, it's just a domino effect. And people ask us that all the time. Well, why don't you do a prostate run or
right.
a colon cancer run or whatever? But let's face it, women will race for women. And you see such a huge response
mm-hmm.
because we are outspoken. It would be probably hard to get a bunch of guys out there running for prostate cancer.
Right.
But again, that research definitely trickles down to those other cancers, and it's made a difference and will continue to make a difference.
And you know what? I want to say this, because I think that anybody can do anything, and it's a word that I use every single day, possibility.
Yes.
And no matter what you're interested in, if you will step up and be the change that you want to see, that's how it starts. And I think, Lawrence, that you and Amy and Angie and all of the people who came together in like-mindedness that said, we've got to do something, that's where it starts. What we're telling people throughout this campaign is, it's not about Christus. It's not about any one entity. It's not about Team OPT or On Point Talk. It is about the movement. And I don't want anybody to get that twisted. We don't care if you join our team. We love it. We're encouraging people to form their own teams. But this is what we are asking you to do. We're asking you to do something, because that's how change happens. That's how movements grow and move. People have got to be moving. And unless you're moving, you're not contributing to helping the problem. Don't wait until it's your family. Plant a seed for somebody else right now. Because I guarantee you, today it might not be your family, but tomorrow it might. And that's why this movement at this time, Angie, is critical.
Yeah, I mean, statistically, just for this year, one in eight women will develop breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the numbers. Someone is diagnosed every 2 minutes.
Every 2 minutes.
Every 2 minutes, someone is diagnosed with breast cancer. And one woman will die of breast cancer every 13 minutes.
You know what? If I was a mathematician, I'd do the math on how many people were diagnosed just within the hour and a half that we've been on this
right.
show.
Well, I mean, the next luncheon you go to, or the next movie, or the next event at, you know, softball or whatever, look around and think about how many women that you're seeing there, how many men that you're seeing there
mm-hmm.
are going to be part of that statistic in the next 5 years, 10 years, or whatever, because somebody sitting next to you is
mm-hmm.
going to be
mm-hmm.
Until we take care of this. And, you know, we at work, there's a training video called 212 degrees. I don't know if y'all have ever seen it, but basically the concept is that at 211 degrees, water is just hot. At 212 degrees, it boils.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference there is just a single degree of temperature.
Wow.
And once it boils, it creates steam. And once you have steam, you can move a locomotive. And all that idea is that all you have to do is move the needle just one little bit to make a tremendous difference. So my message to everybody out there would be, if you participated last year and you say, okay, well, I'm going to sign up this year, or you gave a little bit of money and you participated last year, you're going to do that again, or you raised $10 and you want to do that again this year, I would encourage you to go move that needle. Try to raise more money this year. Tell all of your friends, say, look, I'm not walking unless you're walking, so let's get involved. Get in, you know.
I like
friends.
That. Mm-hmm.
Move the needle 1 degree.
Mm-hmm.
And cumulatively, everybody together, you get 6,000 people that do that and move it 1 degree. It is a tremendous amount of cumulative dollars, which then turns into cumulative research. It turns into, you know, 250 mammograms we can do next
mm-hmm.
year. It turns into vouchers for these people to be able to get gas to come in from outside the Alexandria area to get treatment here. You know, we have a tremendous hospital system, and we're lucky to have it here
mm-hmm.
in Central Louisiana. And the options here are great. So, you know, I'd ask everybody, if you did something last year, move your own needle just a little bit and get more people involved to try to raise more money.
I love that. Move your own needle just a little bit. And what we're really asking is that you come out of yourself. And I love what Candace said yesterday. Candace Wesley, who was on the show, who is a part of putting together Threads and part of the Cancer Center, she said, it's not about any one person.
That's right.
This is about the totality of the seven parishes that we cover. It's about the totality of changing the environment in which we live and the culture and the way that we think about breast cancer. And you said something critical. Of those mammograms, two women were diagnosed, and those are two women that are closer to getting a cure, closer to getting better. Let me say to you, ladies, because you think that not knowing is better, it is not. Knowing and getting the help and the assistance that you need to survive, to be there for your family, to be there for your kids, this is how the movement works.
Yeah, you think if not knowing is
mm-hmm.
hard, knowing
is hard.
Knowing is hard, but not knowing is even harder, because when you start ignoring what is going on, and you're going to go and then the treatment is that much harder. The surgeries
mm-hmm.
are that much harder.
And the chances are that much harder.
The chances are that much harder. And the explanations to your family and your friends and your kids and the time away is that much harder. So if you think that something is wrong, then it is.
And this is what my problem is with all of us. When we don't feel pain in the traditional sense,
right,
and we feel great, we don't feel like we could have cancer. But I am telling you, until we come together, until we begin to talk about it, until we begin to put shame down and fear down, we're never going to beat this thing.
And that's the thing with breast cancer and most cancers. You can go along feeling great. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can even feel something and, oh, well, it feels different, but it doesn't hurt.
Right.
It has nothing to do with that. If you know something's different, and that's the thing we promote all the time, know your body, mm-hmm. know what's normal. Start mm-hmm. at a young age, you know, knowing what's normal so that you'll know when something is not. And when something is not, go find out what it is.
I tell you what, we have made a commitment, Team OPT. We've made a commitment to try to break down every aspect of understanding so that we can make it easier, because women are faced with voluminous choices, to say the least. So many choices that it's hard to figure out which choice is the choice. But every conversation that we have, we're going to try to break it down. We're going to try to make it matter. We're going to try to make it understandable. Because you know what? None of us really understands it. But I tell you one thing, our commitment is that we will bring in the best experts from around this world to make an impartation to help us better understand. Let me get a quick break here. You're on point, everybody. We'll be back right after this.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Tessa Matthews, and I'm the program coordinator for Volunteers of America. And I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us promote our teen outreach program. Thank you, Team OPT, for your positive support.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, Darlene St. Romain and her team. In Bunkie, you can phone them at 318-346-2540, and Opelousas 337-942-9939. You know, as we're wrapping up the show this morning, I just want to thank all of the people that are a part of the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure movement. Lawrence Searcy, we want to thank you for being the change that you want to see in the community. Angie Roberts, also a co-chair for this year's third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Thank you both for being the changes that you want to see in the community. And thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Absolutely. We're going to be talking a lot more about the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure and letting people know that Susan was absolutely a real person with a real family that at 33 years old got diagnosed with breast cancer. And because of the times that she lived in, there was not the research and the technology that could make the difference in her life. But we're asking you to be the difference maker in your family, in your life. Have yourself checked. Get scheduled for your free mammogram. There's no excuse for it. The time is now. We want to thank you guys always for spending the very best part of your mornings with us right here on the official OPT Network. These are conversations that are just absolutely necessary. We have to have them. And that's the way that we all grow. We grow through information. We know that knowledge is power. The more powerful that you are, the better that you are. And before we let Lawrence and Angie go, we want you to just tell us those last couple things that you guys have that are really pressing right now for the race and coming up to the race.
We just want to get everybody registered. So just get online. You can go to komensinlaw.org and get yourself, your team, your family members registered. We also have a lot of stuff coming up. We have Threads this Saturday. We have the Pink Dress Run, which is the 22nd. It's a team fundraiser for Walker and Run Wild. You can go to Run Wild and register for that. It's a super fun event, another way to help raise money. And then on Friday, October the 5th, will be our balloon launch at Cabrini, which is honoring breast cancer survivors. And it'll be the official kickoff for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
October 5th.
October 5th, Friday at noon.
October 5th, Friday at noon. And that's going to be at Cabrini Hospital.
At Cabrini at the Women's Life Center.
At the Women's Life
Center. We'll be honoring survivors, door prizes, roses, and the balloon launch.
Final thought, Lawrence.
I would just say, you know, the way to make a contribution is get registered. If you have a company, encourage your employees to get registered. Put somebody in charge of it. Get a team captain. And then once you are registered, let all your friends know. Get them registered and help fundraise. You know, the other thing I'd say is we'd encourage y'all to come out to the Pink Dress Run. It is a lot of fun. It's sort of a way to make a little fun of breast cancer and have fun. Everybody wears a pink dress, men, women, dogs, cats, everybody. There'll be a band. There'll be food. It's at Run Wild. And it's not really a run. It's more of a slow walk.
A slow walk
with fun different stops along the way. So, you know, look, get out and be a part of the movement and get involved is what we'd ask.
Absolutely. We want to thank again Angie and Lawrence and all of the people who are making this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure possible. Thank you for listening. You know what? We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. Don't forget to be the change that you want to see in the world, and if not in the world, at least in your community. Produce Christmas for David Christmas. I'm Carlette Christmas. Thank you for joining us. Have a great and a safe Hump Day Wednesday. And guess what? God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.